handsome Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in Navadvip, but he hid his identity, just acting as the most dedicated devotee with his heart inflamed with love of Godhead. No one had the power to know that the Supreme Lord had descended to this world. He was amongst them. Thus, after returning from Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, first went to his teacher, Gangadas Pandit, down before his feet. And his teacher respectfully picked him up and embraced him. Gangadas said, "Now you have returned to us from Gaya. My son, you are both fortunate and glorious, because to visit the holy place of Gaya means you and your family's many generations are liberated. And now you should return to your students, because they all await you. Even if the demigod Brahma were to order them, they would not open their books without your presence. For you have just returned today. Go home and rest. And tomorrow, resume your teaching on the bank of the Ganga." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again bowed down before Gangadas and then left. And enwrapped in tasting the nectar of Lord Krishna, that night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, did not sleep because he was overcome with feelings of separation from Krishna. The next day, at dawn, he went to the Ganga to bathe. And immediately, his students surrounded him. But no word came from his mouth other than, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." His students were unable to understand the great change that had overcome their teacher. On their request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to instruct them. But when the students, following the tradition, opened their books and chanted, "Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari," the son of Sachi, hearing the name of Lord Hari, became filled with bliss, and he fell from external consciousness, deep, ecstatic trance, and completely absorbed, just by hearing the name of Lord Hari, completely absorbed and meditating upon the Lord, he cast his merciful glance upon everyone present, and he began to speak. The Lord had been a teacher of grammar, Vyakaran, and this is what he said. All the grammatical sutras, all the rules, all the histories, all the commentaries, in truth, they're nothing but the name of Krishna. And the holy name of Krishna is eternal. Shastra does not describe anything but Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord. And He is the creator. It is He who is the maintainer and the destroyer. And Brahma, Shiva and all other demigods are all His servants. And anyone who speaks about anything other than about Krishna is simply wasting his life. Shastras declare that devotion to Krishna's lotus feet alone is the treasure of existence. And only teachers who are bewildered by Maya avoid devotional service. They avoid speaking about Krishna. They avoid devotional service. And in their own lives, they avoid speaking about devotional service. And they walk on a different path. This was the situation at Navadvip at this time. No one but the Vaishnavas were speaking about Krishna. Everyone else, including great teachers, were involved in materialistic studies. And they would criticize the devotees who would feel great pain in their heart to watch the materialism that was going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak further. He said, "A person who in his heart does not call out Krishna's names, Krishna, 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 Karuna Sagara, O Ocean of Mercy, Jagat Jivana, the life and soul of the universe, Sevaka Vatsala, the lover of his servants, Nanda Gopera Nandana, the darling son of cowherd Nanda, he who does not call out these names from the depths of his heart, may be learned, and he may study all the scriptures, but his final destination will not be good. But on the other hand, even if a lowly person who has many faults, covered with faults, if he takes to chanting the holy names of Krishna, he will certainly attain the abode of Krishna in spite of having many faults. He will go to Goloka Vrindavan, and this is the teaching of all Shastras. And whoever doubts this, that person will suffer. Please hear, O students, the Lord said. The Lord was enwrapped in ecstasy as he was supposed to be teaching grammar. Mahaprabhu said, Krishna gave liberation to Putana. How can anyone reject him and worship and meditate on someone else? Krishna gave liberation to Aghasura. For what happiness will someone give up the glorification of he who delivered the most sinful Aghasura? A person who will not chant Krishna's holy names, a name that purifies all the three worlds, that person must suffer. That is his fate. The person who will not sing Krishna's holy names, the person who will not dance while he is chanting the holy name, that makes even Brahma and the demigods wild in a festival of bliss, that person creates for himself an inauspicious future. Persons intoxicated by their wealth and learning, intoxicated by their aristocratic families, do not understand the glories of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna's name rescued Ajamil. Oh, my brothers, and oh, my sisters, please hear my truthful statements. Please, please worship the invaluable, priceless treasure of Krishna's lotus feet. Goddess Lakshmi Devi yearns to serve those feet. Lord Shiva is a pure servant of those feet. From those lotus feet emanate the waters of Ganges. Oh, my brothers, oh, my sisters, please, please aspire to serve those lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students had been expecting a lesson in grammar, but they got a Bhagavatam class. But they listened with their minds focused, still overcome with emotion and in an ecstatic trance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next began to explain the grammatical rules in such a way that each word revealed Krishna as the Supreme Absolute Truth. And after some moments, the Lord returned to external consciousness, and he felt some embarrassment. He then began to inquire, how is my explanation of the sutras today? The students replied, we have not understood anything. You explained that every word simply means Krishna. So who is the proper candidate qualified to understand your explanation? He smiled and said, listen, brothers, pack up your books for today and let us go take bath in the Ganges. Being instructed by the Lord, the students packed up their books, and accompanied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to take bath in the Ganges. There, while sporting in the Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared like a full moon rising from the middle of the ocean. In this way, assuming the role of Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw only Lord Krishna present everywhere. Whether he was eating or sleeping or fully awake, he did not speak anything but Krishna's names. With his ears, he heard Krishna's names day and night. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neglected the nectar of learning that he had tasted so strongly and continuously for so many years before, because he was only attracted to Krishna. But early each morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless gathered with his students on the bank of Ganges, and he who's the master of the three worlds sat with them and lectured, but nothing but Krishna's names came from his tongue. One student asked, "What is the perfection of the varnas, letters of the alphabet?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Lord Narayan is the perfection of the varnas." The students asked, "How could Lord Narayan be the perfection of the letters of the alphabet?" Lord replied, "It is by the Lord's grace that the varnas, letters of alphabet, were created." A student asked, "O Pandit, please give the correct explanation." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You should remember Krishna at every moment. I am describing to you how to worship Krishna, and this is the correct teaching of all the scriptures. All Shastras teaches this. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, the scriptures only teach us how to worship Krishna." On hearing the Lord's explanations, the students began to laugh. And one student said, "I think the words of the people of Navadvipa are true. The cause of your explanations is due to the imbalance of your life airs, Vatarog." The students asked, "From where did you get this explanation? Your explanations have changed so much since you returned from Gaya. Why do you now speak in this way?" The Lord replied, "This and only this is the verdict of all Shastras. And if you cannot understand the truth of my words now, then I will explain later. Each of you should reflect on these messages in a solitary place. And if you don't understand, I shall explain again in the afternoon." Hearing the Lord's words, all the surprised students packed up their books and left. After the morning class, but before the afternoon class, some of the students went to the Lord's teacher, Gangadas Pandit, and reported everything that Nimai had explained to them over the last several days. They said, "Since he has returned from Gaya, he speaks only of Krishna and nothing else. But something mysterious is happening. As he speaks, the hairs of his body stand on end and they remain erect. And he always chants the names of Krishna. Sometimes he laughs or shouts as he manifests different moods. Each day he only teaches that all the grammatical rules mean Krishna. O Pandit, we are unable to understand his present characteristics. So please tell us what to do." Hearing the student's words, the Brahmana Gangadas Pandit, who is the crest jewel of teachers, burst into laughter. And Gangadas said, "Go home now and return soon. Don't worry. This afternoon I will instruct him." That afternoon, all the students happily returned to their homes. And in the afternoon, they came with Nimai to the house of Gangadas Pandit. The Lord bowed down and took the dust from the feet of his guru. And Gangadas, in return, feeling an overflowing of affection to the Lord, blessed him by saying, "May you attain knowledge." Then Gangadas took the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he led him to a private place. And with great affection, he said, "My dear Vishwambara, my son, please hear my words. It is a great fortune that you're now teaching Brahmanas. Your maternal grandfather is Nilambar Chakravarti, and your father is Jagannath Mishra Purandara. There are no fools in either your maternal or paternal families. And you yourself are most qualified to explain the commentaries and grammar. If you now, at this stage of life, renounce serious study, will that aid your attaining of devotion to the Lord? Were your father and grandfather not learned and devotees? Remember all this. Practice your lessons properly and apply yourself to scholarship. Only through proper study can one become a Vaishnava Brahmana. If you remain uneducated, how will you know right from wrong? Please understand this point. Yes, please continue to chant Krishna, Krishna, but also continue to properly teach and continue your studies. Now please sit with your students and teach them grammatical sutras and teach them the other shastras in the proper way. Do you understand? The Lord replied, Oh my teacher, by the mercy of your feet, no one in Navadvip can defeat me. What to speak of defeating? No one can even argue with me. But you're correct. I will explain the sutras as I had previously done before returning from Gaya. And no one in Navadvip will be able to challenge my explanations or prove his own. I will sit down in the town and I will lecture. I will see who has the power to find fault with my explanations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bowed before the feet of Gangadas Pandit, who had become very happy to hear the Lord's words. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, says, Who can estimate the great fortune of Gangadas Pandit? For the Supreme Lord, who is worshipped in the 14 worlds, became a student. And after hearing from Gangadas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his students. And he was surrounded by his students. And he appeared like the full moon surrounded by the stars. He walked with his students directly to Navadvip town and sat down right at the entrance of the city. He tightened his cloth and he began explaining grammatical sutras. He would prove one sutra and say, This is the correct explanation of the sutra. What I've proved. No one could say anything. Then that very sutra that he had proved, he would break into pieces and find 1,000 faults with it. Who can reprove that sutra? No one could say anything. Then he would defeat all the previous faults he had found and re-establish the sutra. Again and again he would do this. And all the great scholars of Navadvip stood at a far distance as the Lord was lecturing. He loudly called out, In Kali Yuga, even a fool with no basic knowledge of even Sanskrit Sandhi claims to be a Bhattacharya scholar. The fool who does not even know the meanings of words will try to debate logic and philosophy. And none of these fools could defeat me. I will see who can prove what I break apart, or who can break apart what I prove. By Gangadas Pandit's order, he was immersed in his previous mood as a proud scholar, defeating everyone in Navadvip. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of the universes, spoke, completely absorbed in meditating on grammar lessons, lecturing, according to the instructions of Gangadas Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking. From early afternoon until the afternoon ended, and he continued speaking. Night had fallen, For 2 more hours, he kept on speaking about grammar and challenging all the scholars in Navadvip, and he would not stop. But then, by divine arrangement, one fortunate scholar, whose name was Ratnagarbha Acharya, passed by. He was a friend of the Lord's father, and they were both born in the same village. And Ratnagarbha had great love for Srimad Bhagavatam. He was a devotee. He was a Vaishnava. And the very moment he passed where the Lord was lecturing, Ratnagarbha, with great devotion, was reciting a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the most important verses that describes what the Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmanas, who had renounced everything to run to Krishna and who gave him in charity the food that he was requesting. They appeared before Krishna and saw the Lord standing there with his elbow resting upon his cowherd boyfriend Sridham and looking so beautiful. With his hand he was twirling a lotus flower, and as he was twirling, the hearts of these Brahmanis were spinning, and Krishna entered their hearts through their eyes. The wives of the Brahmanas saw Krishna putting on a garment that glittered like gold, and he was wearing a garland of forest flowers, and atop his head was a peacock feather, and he was decorated with all the minerals of Vrindavan, designs in beautiful colors, and he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage. And behind his ear were lotus flowers, and he wore marks of tilak, and his most beautiful smile charmed them. When his students had uttered the name of Hari, upon opening the books, it threw the Lord into an ecstatic trance. And upon hearing this most wonderful verse from Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu fell to the ground, completely unconscious. Ratnagarbha repeated the verse again and again with devotion, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed on the ground. His students were shocked. After a moment, the Lord jumped up and he began repeating loudly, "Again, again, say this verse." He then fell to the earth and began rolling on the ground. "Say this verse again. It is giving me life. Repeat this verse again. Repeat it again." The Brahmana again and again repeated the verse. As he did so, an ocean of ecstasy arose from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and tears of ecstasy from his eyes began to sprinkle the ground. He wept, he trembled, his bodily hair stood erect. When the pious Brahmana saw the Lord's great happiness, he recited the verses with increased devotion, and seeing his devotion, the Lord blessed him with his two hands. He embraced him, and Ratnagarbha became filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. He fell at the Lord's feet and began to weep. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that Brahmana had now been caught in Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic web of love for Krishna. "Recite it again! Recite it again!" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly demanded. Observing the Lord's mood, the townspeople gathered around him in wonder, and they offered their respectful obeisances. Gadadhar Pandit, however, who wished to control and contain the Lord's ecstasy, quickly stepped forward and requested Ratnagarbha to quickly desist chanting this verse. The Brahmana stopped, and everyone sat Sir Chaitanya. After some time, the Lord opened his eyes, and as he returned to external consciousness, he very innocently asked, "What happened? What did you say? Did I act in a restless way?" The students replied, "You are glorious, and you are learned. What power do we have to say anything to you? Upon regaining his external consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restrained himself. Thereafter, he went with his associates to see the Ganges. He first offered his obeisances to the Ganges and then sprinkled some Ganga water on his head. He looked just like the son of Nanda Maharaj. Along with his cowherd boyfriends, he sat down with them on the Ganga bank. After some time, everyone took leave and returned to their homes. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also returned to his home. And he, who is the master of all the worlds, first ate and then he enacted his transcendental pastime of sleep.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
As soon as the morning appeared, the students of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again arrived at the Ganga bank, and sitting down, they began to study their books. When the Lord arrived, he quickly bathed in the Ganga, and he sat down and he began to teach. But again, he would only speak about Krishna and his service. One student inquired, "Please explain the verb dhatus, the verbal roots." The Lord replied, "It is the verb of a sentence that gives power to a sentence. All words are the potency of Krishna. Oh brothers, please listen. Think of a king. He has a splendid body. He is decorated with golden ornaments. He is covered with sandalwood paste. And the people may say, his words are the words of Yamaraj or goddess still. What happens to such a king? When that which allows the body to function, the three dhatus, the three life forces are gone. Where does the handsomeness of the limbs go? That same body that was once respected is burnt to ashes or buried in the earth. It is Lord Krishna that is living in all bodies, and the dhatus are his potencies. It is therefore Krishna that one loves when one loves another. It is ultimately to Krishna to whom one must be devoted. Although ordinary teachers may argue that the statement you have made is true, and that statement is false, and that statement is true, etc., they do not understand that it is Krishna who is the essence of life. O students, please apply your mind to this point. There may be a very honorable person to whom I bow down to offer respect. But when his dhatu, when that which gives life to his body leaves, I bathe even after I've touched his body. And a son may be very happy to embrace his father, but when his father's dhatu leaves, that son must place the fire on his father's head. Those dhatus, the elements of life, they are the potencies of Krishna. Therefore, it is ultimately Krishna that is loved by everyone. Who has the power to refute my words? Krishna's potency is supremely pure. He alone is worthy of worship. Oh, my brothers and sisters, become firmly devoted to Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Hear Krishna's names. Day and night meditate on feet. Worship the feet of Nanda's son, for those feet give liberation to Aga, to Baka, to Putana. And even though he was only thinking of his son, Ajamil somehow remembered Krishna, and for this reason Ajamil went to Vaikuntha. Worship Krishna's feet. Worship Krishna's feet. Clothed only by the four directions, Lord Shiva serves Krishna's feet. Goddess Lakshmi Devi respectfully serves Krishna's feet. Anantashesh, he chants the glories of Krishna's feet. You should place a straw between your teeth, and you should also worship Krishna's feet. As long as the dhatus or forces of life are within your body, engage in bhakti. Engage in the devotional service of Krishna's feet. It is Krishna who is your mother. It is Krishna who is your father. It is Krishna who is your life. And it is Krishna who is your wealth. Therefore, I say that you should grasp Lord Krishna's feet. You should grasp hold of Krishna's feet. And you should declare to Sri Krishna, I give my body and all my thoughts, please accept me. Thus, the Lord, accepting the role of his own servant, described his own glories. 6 hours passed in this way, and he did not stop. Completely captivated by mind, the students listened with firm and fixed attention, and not one of them said one word. But then, after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and again became embarrassed at heart. He looked at the faces of his students and asked, "Should I explain the sutras about dhatus, verbal roots?" And the students replied, "You gave the right explanation. No one can contradict what you said. Whatever you have said is true, and what the others teach is false." The Lord then asked, "What explanation did I give? Please tell me." Students replied, "You said again that everything is a name of Krishna. Your explanations of the sutras and the commentaries speak only of Krishna. And when you hear verses glorifying Krishna, you act in such a way that it causes us to think that you are not a mere human being." The Lord asked, "Please tell me what I did." The students replied, "It was a great wonder. The hairs of your body stood erect. We have never seen this in anyone else. Yesterday, when you were lecturing in the town, a brahmana read a verse, and hearing this Bhagavatam verse, you fell unconscious, and there was no life left in any of your limbs. We were very surprised, and when you regained consciousness, you trembled, you wept, tears were flowing like the waves of Ganges. 100 men could not have held you still. And from your head to your feet, the hairs of your body were erect, and your fair form was covered with your own perspiration, saliva and dust, and gazing at you, everyone was filled with wonder, and they said, 'This person is Narayan himself.' Someone else said, 'He's Vyas, he's Sukadev, he's Prahlad, he has the Lord's mercy as much as they do.' We gathered around you and tried to hold you still, and after some moments, you again came to external consciousness. But you did not know any of this. Now, we will tell you something else. Please listen to our words with attention. For the past 10 days, ever since you returned from Gaya, your lectures on grammar have been describing only Krishna's holy name and Krishna's qualities and his pastimes and devotional service. We have been afraid to tell you this, because no one has the strength to challenge the meanings of the explanations you have offered to us." The Lord said, 10 days? 10 days without grammatical study? Was it not your duty to inform me?" The students replied, "Your lectures were right and true. It is true that Krishna is described in all the scriptures. It is true that Krishna is the essence of all the scriptures, and if we cannot understand it, it is our fault. Whatever you have explained is the fundamental truth and the only knowledge worthy of the name. It is due to our own past misdeeds that we do not accept it." Upon hearing the words of the students, the Lord was pleased and he said, "Oh my brothers, I will now tell you what causes me. What is the cause of my speaking in this way? But please do not tell others." Will you all promise to not tell anyone? "Oh my brothers, please listen to what I say. Wherever I look, I always see a dark boy playing his flute. Every word I hear with my ears is the holy name of Krishna. Every place I see is the holy dham of Krishna. From today onwards, I will no longer be able to speak about grammar. You may go to any other teacher you like and learn without fear, because I cannot speak about anything but Krishna. And now I have my heart." And after speaking these words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep, and tears came from his eyes. He then tied up his books, and as he did so, the Lord's students bowed before him and said, "We have studied under you. How can we study under anyone else?" And they too began to weep. "We will keep the lectures we heard from your mouth in our heart, birth after birth, and they will be our meditation. How could we study under any other teacher? What we have learned from you is sufficient." And with folded hands, they loudly called out the name of Lord Hari. "Hari! Hari! Hari! Hari!" And all the students then also tied up their books. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the jewel of the Brahmanas, began weeping. And one by one, he embraced each and every one of his students. The students bowed their heads weeping as they drowned in an ocean of transcendental bliss. With a voice that was choked, the son of Sachidevi blessed all his students, saying, "If I one day become a true servant of Krishna, then I will pray that all your desires will be fulfilled. Always hear Krishna's holy names with your ears. Please know that Krishna is your great treasure. Please gather together and chant together, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And if you do that, by Krishna's mercy, all the Shastras will be revealed to you. And then the Lord, all of you are my friends, birth after birth." Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, saying, "I am a sinner. That is why I was not born at a time when I could have seen these blissful pastimes." He just lamented not having seen these pastimes. He said, "Thus I have been cheated by my fate. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful and allow your pastimes of scholarship to stay always within my heart." Although the Lord's pastimes of scholarship are eternal, and they have neither a beginning nor an end, nevertheless, they ended this way. And the ending of these pastimes signaled the beginning of the pastime of holding Sankirtan with his devotees every evening in Sridhar Mayapur. In the four directions stood weeping students, and tears were gliding down their cheeks and their necks. And the merciful Lord said to them, "We will now make perfect that which you have heard and read for many days." The students asked, "How?" The Lord replied, "We will now chant the holy names of Krishna." And the students asked, "How shall we chant the holy names?" In response to this question, son of Mother Sachi, Sri Sachi Nandana, taught them,
"Hari Haraye Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Chanted his own holy names with his students. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered a trance as he again began tasting the nectar of his holy names. The Lord repeatedly fell down here and there while crying out, "Chant! Chant!" The earth cracked under his repeated falls. On hearing the sound of the uproar of Kirtan, all the inhabitants of Nadia came running to where the Lord and his students were chanting. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic trance, the devotee Vaishnavas felt great wonder and great happiness filled their hearts. And they all said, "Now there will be a great kirtan in the town of Nadia. Is there such rare devotion in the world? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness, he again and again chanted, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And even though he was in external consciousness, he did not speak of anything external. Rather, he cried while holding the necks of all the Vaishnavas. Thereafter, all the Vaishnavas pacified the Lord and departed in great delight. In this way, Mahaprabhu openly began to reveal his true nature, and he simultaneously destroyed all the suffering of the devotees. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Ganalita, Goralita, Goralita, Jaya Ganalita,
Jaya Goralita, 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 Jaya Goralita,
Jaya Goralita, 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 Jaya Goralita,
Jaya Goralita, 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 Jaya Goralita.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.